Today's shiur is a Masechta Sot on Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis on the last line with the words Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Yisa Adam, as we turn to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Duma. A person should marry a Duma. The Gemara here, as Rashi later in the Sugya, in Divri Amaschel V'Tizbra, explains to us, someone is looking here for a Shidduch, and this is not a Lechatchila Shidduch. He has a choice, either with a Duma or with a Bas Duma. If he can get a better Shidduch, he definitely should go for the better Shidduch. But if he's stuck, and this is his choice, which one should he take? So Shmuel is advising him that he should take a Duma and not the daughter of a Duma. Either the daughter of this Duma or the daughter of another Duma he should not take. Now, of course, we want to know, what is a Duma? So Rashi says, the top line,
there are no edim that she has had illicit relationships with other men, but there is a rumor she has a bad reputation. In other words, she's a woman of ill repute, and people rumor that she has a lot of people that she has relationships with. So Shmuel's suggesting, if you have a question, which woman is better, it's better, as we said, that you get a different shidduch. But if you're stuck and this is your choice, then you want to take the woman that's the most halachically acceptable of the two. And Shmuel's opinion is that the Duma is more halachically acceptable than the Bas Duma. What's the reason? Shezu bo mitipok shera. By the way, Rashi says that the word Duma comes from a lashon, the fourth line of Rashi, dibur yeser. It's excessive talk, and it could be either lashon shevach, Rashi says, or lashon gnai. People, for either for good purposes or bad purposes, are excessively speaking lashon hara, but they're rumoring about this woman and her pursuits. So it is better to take a Duma than a Bas Duma, Shezu bo mitipok shera, because after all, she could come from a good stock. Now, there's nothing wrong with her yichus, whereas Vizu and the Bas Duma, her daughter, bo mitipa psula. Rashi says, Shema, we don't know. Again, there's no edim here. This whole thing might be an unsubstantiated rumor, which is nishkeshteigen, nishkefleigen, that she really does nothing wrong. But there's a chashash, shema, maybe she comes from tipa psula, which means maybe the father of this Bas Duma is a goy or a mamzer, and therefore, mutter al pi halacha to marry Yisrael, she is, this Bas Duma, because it's only chashash. We don't know for sure that she's a mamzeres. So therefore, it's mutter. But there is a chashash that she's a mamzeres. And even Akum the halacha is, Akum abo Bas Yisrael, the child is considered a Yisraelis, she is mutter, but to marry a Yisrael, but she has a yichus that her father is a goy. So therefore, Shmuel's of the opinion, you're better off marrying the Duma, who has a good yichus, a good genealogy, rather than to marry the Bas Duma, who might have all kinds of problems in who her father actually is. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, if this is your choice of two shiduchim, Yisa Adam Bas Duma. It's better for him to marry a Bas Duma. Val Yisa Duma. He disagrees with Shmuel and he says it's better the Bas Duma than the Duma. Why? Shezu, because the Bas Duma oimed es becheskes kashrus. She herself, there's no rumors about her that she is not a woman of ill repute. She's a very fine Beis Yaakov girl. There's no problems with her. Vizu einoy medes becheskes kashrus, but her mother is the woman of ill repute. And as Rashi says, what the mother could wind up doing is living with another man, and she's an ashes ish, and she will be usher on her husband. She doesn't tell her husband. He doesn't divorce her. The husband lives with her. not knowing that she has committed the Isser of Eishes Ish. So Memela, she's being machshel him. So the woman, the Duma, doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus. The Bas Duma has a Cheskes Kashrus. So that's a better halachic shidduch than the Duma. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, in a few lines, we don't have to worry about her Yichus because we have a rule, the Roiv Bilois Acharabal. So probably she is from her Kasher father, the Jew anyway. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is the Bas Duma is a better shidduch than the Duma. Meisvei asked the Gemara Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Bas Duma is a better shidduch, that L'chari we see like Shmuel, that Duma is the better shidduch. Because it says, Noisei Adam Duma, that a man should marry a Duma. And it doesn't say Bas Duma, so L'chari Shmuel is correct against Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava, says Rava, you can't bring me a rye from this price of a Tisbara. Noisei L'chatchila. This brisa must have an error in it, because the way the brisa is formulated, the terminology is that noisei l'chatchila, you want a shidduch, go get a duma. And here's where the Rashi points out, obviously our whole sugi is only a b'dieved. You're stuck, and your decision is either the duma or the bas duma. Those are the only two Jewish girls in the area where you live that you can get married to, so we have this machloikas here. But l'chatchila, if you have a choice to get the women that there's no shushers about them, everybody's mind, l'chatchila, you should get a better shidduch. So how could the brisa here say, noisei adam, as if you should look... That's the person you should look for, l'chatchila. So, elamai, you have to be magia, ela im nasa. You have to say, instead of noisei l'chatchila, you have to say it's a b'dieved. So, once you're already being magia, as Rashi explains, once we have to say that this Tana of the Braisa erred because he put in the word noisei, and really it should be im nasa, if he married, t'ninami bas duma. So Memela, once you're already rectifying the Braisa, so Rabbi Yochanan says, put in my shita that imnasa bastuma, that bastuma is the one that you should really choose. So the Rishash here has a Maira de Kakasha, which he remains with a Tzarchian. The Rishash says, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to add those last four words? Tani nami bastuma, which itself is a doichek. Maybe the Tana only made one error. He didn't make two errors. Just because he made one, we have to say he made another. Says the Rishash, once you're telling me that you changed the word noisei l'chatchila to im nasa b'dieved, you could already leave the Duma there. Because Rabbi Yochanan is only, and the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel is, which one is the better of the two bad choices? The Duma or the Bas Duma? But halachically, you're mutter in both of them. Because as we said, there's no edim to say for sure that she is, that there's something definitely wrong with either the Duma or the Bas Duma. So once I'm magia, that it's im nasa adam, I could already leave a Duma. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which of the two should you choose? You should choose the Bas Duma. But what's our case speaking about? He went ahead and married the Duma. And if he married the Duma, he could remain with her. He's not mechuyev to divorce the Duma, because halachically, even though it's not a very good shidduch for him, the Duma might go and live with and be over an Eishes Isser, but still halachically he can stay. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to add that change it to Bas Duma? If we're dealing in a b'dieved situation, you could say it was a case where b'dieved, he took a Duma. He should have taken a better shidduch. If he didn't have a better shidduch, he should have taken a bas duma. But it's speaking about over here. He took the duma. He took the duma. You could remain with her. Why did the Rishash remains with a tzarchiyat? Vehilchasa. What is the halach? And in fact, this halach is brought down in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Siman Dalet Sif Tesvav. Vehilchasa yisa adam bas duma. Val yisa duma. The halach is taka like Rabbi Yochanan, that if he has this choice between a bas duma and a duma, he should marry the bas duma. Why? The Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marava Kamed Rav Avua Isha Mizana, a woman who we know is Mizana, Baneh Ksherin, but her children are still kosher. Why? Because Roiv Be'ilois Achra Baal. Because we say that most of the time she's living with her husband. So even if we know that she is a woman who is Mizana, but her children, we say, came from the husband and not from the stranger. So that's why we can be Soimach that she has a good lineage, even though her mother is Mizana. And Mimela, as we said before, if you have a choice between the Duma and the Bas Duma, you're better off with the Bas Duma because she herself has a Cheskes Kashrus. Whereas the Duma, we're worried that she'll be Machshel her husband and he'll live Be'isser with her when she committed the Aver of Eishes Ish. So there, that's the Maskon of the Gemara. Boy, Rav Amram, so Rav Amram had a Kashi, a Shaila. What happens if she was excessively porous? Not that there's a rumor it happened once in a while, but the rumors are that this Duma is sleeping with everyone all over the place. So if she's prutza b'yoyser, Rashi expresses it. In Divri HaMaskel, hoysa prutza b'yoyser, the ikol ha-meichash deroiv b'leiseh ha-mishal ha-cheirem. You were just matter to children. You said that even though she's a zoina, but her children remain kshem because roiv b'lisachar baal. But what happens if this woman is so promiscuous that she will, that roiv b'lis rechayshish are not even with the husband? So the shaila is, what about the children? Are they considered ksherim or not? Or do I say maybe they're mamzerim? She's married to someone and she's living with men all over the place. Maybe they hear it's roiv b'lois not from the baal, and therefore she has a din of a mamzeres. Mahu, so the Gemara says, Aliba de mandi amar, ein ishim es haberes el samach levesta loy tiboylach. Rashi brings down that this is the machlokes masechta nida daf lamed alpha mid beis. When is the best chance for a woman to become to conceive a child? So one sheet is that it's near to her time when she sees her menstrual dum. That is the best time for her to become mu'uberes. And Rashi says that it is 1 day before she has her period. So then the Gemara says, Loiti boiloch, you have no shaila. Then we can assume that, in fact, the child is a mamzeres. Why? Because the husband, Tosfos says, if you look at the second wide line of Tosfos at the bottom of the Amud, Tosfos says, Kigoin shaloi kava vesta, in the Tosfos de Ramaschal aliba deman diyomar. It's speaking about a case of a woman who doesn't have a vest kavua. She doesn't have a regular period. So the husband doesn't know when his wife is going to see the dam nidus. So, loiti boyalach. Why? De lo yada bovalei mentala. He doesn't know when his wife's gonna have a period. And mimela, he can't watch this, promiscuous woman from going with other men. Mimela, here, like Rashi says, roiv bilas are not from the husband. He can't watch his wife. And we have to be chayshish that the daughter is in fact a mamzeres. Ki te boyalach. When will you have a shaila? Aliba de mandi amar, ein ishim saberes, ela samach l'tvilasa. There's a second sheet in Nida Lamed Aleph from a base, where this mandi amar holds that, you know when is the best time for a woman to conceive a child? On the day of her tvila, after her tvila, or the next day? Ah, oh, my, now I have a shaila. Kiv in the yadaba. I know when, he knows when his wife's going to the mikveh. He makes sure that she's going to the mikveh, and he knows when that is. Neturi mantala. Do I say he's able to watch her that day? He'll make sure that she doesn't go with any other men. Oy Dilmor, maybe even the prutza b'yoyser loy. Since she is so promiscuous, therefore we're worried she'll slip away. She'll a few minutes out of her husband's sight, and she'll already do an avera. So maybe even if it's b'yoy matvila, he's unable to monitor the situation properly. The Gemara says teiku that this talk is a question which the Gemara is unable to resolve. The Mechaber, we said before, Paskins, that if she's not a Prutza B'yoyser, that it's better to marry a Bas Duma than a Duma, because there we do say Roiv Bilois Acharabal, but the Mechaber also says that a woman who's a Prutza B'yoyser, we don't say Roiv Bilois Acharabal. But here we have a machlokes rishonim. Does that mean that we assume that she is a mamzeres, or does it just mean that she's not kosher to marry a kayin? How far do we go with this? With by Isha Prutza that we don't say Roy Vilas Acharbal. The Beis Shmuel says that the Ramah tells us that can the Isha Prutza herself testify and say, I'm an Isha Prutza, but I want you to know that I can tell you for sure that my children, I made sure are Ksherim. Does she have nemunis on this or not? So the Beis Shmuel says that since most shittas hold, that when the Gemara says an Isha Prutza is b'yoyser, we can't trust her, and we don't say Roy Bilas Achar Abal, but the Beis Shmuel says that Roy Shid is told that that's only for an Isser Kahuna, not Chashash Mamzeris. Memela, we will believe the woman to say that her children are kosher. The Taz disagrees with the Ramah, but this is how the Beis Shmuel Paskins Halacha, that the woman will be believed. From our Rashi, the Achronim bring down that it's mashma, that she won't be believed, even that she's considered, the child's considered not only pasul lakuna, but a mamzer. Because Rashi says, the ikol amechash, the roiv bilaiseha mishalacherim. It's to such an extent that we say most of her bilas are from others. So therefore we nem on that she's a mamzer. However, the Rush disagrees with Rashi, and the Rush says it's only legabe psol kahuna. Continues the Gemara, going back on our Mishnah. Ve'elusha bezdin. These are the ones who bezdin. We've had this Gemara before. These are the ones that bezdin makes kinui on behalf of the husbands, because the husbands are incapacitated and they're unable to do it. Tana Rabbana, where do we learn this out from? We learn it out from a pasuk about Midbar Parakeh, pasuk is Beis. The pasuk says, Dabra v'neishu v'martalem, ish, ish, ki sista ish to yumala by mal. Why does it say twice ish? Tana Rabbanan, ish, ma talmud loimer, ish, ish. It could have said just one time ish. Why does it say it twice? Le rabois, ish, is cherish. For all these incapacitated men, the wife of a deaf mute, ve'esha shoita, and the wife of a deranged individual, ve'esha shamum, and the wife of an insane. This is a higher level of insanity than he's totally confused, a higher level than a deranged person. U'shaholach ba'al olam dina sayyam, or the husband is away in the dina sayyam, or shahayachav shbeis asurim, or the husband wasn't kept captivity. In all these cases, Shabezdin Mekanu Lahu Bezdin makes the kinui on behalf of the husband. Lepois Lamiksu Bason, and she will not be able, as long as she doesn't drink the mime, she will not be able to collect her ksuba. And Toisvis points out not only Legabi that, but of course Legabi to asser her on her Echad Labal VeEchad Laboyel. The kinui of the Bezdin suffices to do all these halachos. Continues the Gemara, Yochel, I would think, Aflash Geisan, that the kinui should also help that subsequently they will drink the Mayim Hamorim. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, no. The Hevi Ha'ish Es Ishtoi, the only one who can give his wife to drink the Mayim Hamorim is the Ish. And Bezdin, even though they're acting as a shliach for the Ish, they cannot cause the Mayim Hamorim to be drunk. That's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Aflashkoisom, that it does help the kinui of Bezdin to give her water to drink. And who will give her water to drink? Ulgishi Yetzi Balmi Beis Asurim, when the husband will go out of prison. Or when the psychotic medication of the psychiatrist will kick in and the person will get sane. So then, whenever he's able to give the mayim, then yashkena, then based on the kinui of the bezdin, the husband will be able to give the wife to drink. B'maykamifli, what is the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi? Tanakam held that the husband is not able to give to drink. And Rabbi Yossi said he is able to give to drink. The answer is, Rabbanan Savri Be'ina Vekina Vehevi. The Rabbanan say that there are two psukim that are written one after the other. In Pasuk Yudalit it says, Vekina Es Ishtoi. In Pasuk Tezvav it says, Vehevi Ha'ish Es Ishtoi. So the Tanakhama learns that whoever gives to drink has to be the one to bring. And since Bezdin gave to drink, the husband can't bring. The only time the husband can bring is if he gives the drink. I let the Bezdin give to drink. That we learned already. It says Ha'ish. Only the man can give to drink. So Mimele, in this kind of scenario, no one can give her to drink. Bezdin can't give to drink, because it says a ish, and the ish can't give to drink, because he wasn't the one who did the vikino. And the vikino behavior has to be the same. So Mimela shall never drink for the test. Even though it's one pasuk after the other, we don't necessarily say that it has to be the same one. If the Bezdin has a right to give the kinui, he has a right, the husband, when he gets out of prison, when he gets sane, he has a right to give the water. Ask Rashi a question. Why, if we're saying that the Bezdin is disqualified from giving the water because it says behavior ish, so why didn't I say Bezdin is disqualified from making the kinui? Because by the kinui, it also says v'kineas ishtoi, his wife. That's not Bezdin. On that, Rashi answers, we have a ribui of ish-ish. So the ribui of ish-ish helps us to be marbed that Bezdin can act as a shliach on behalf of the husband to administer the kinui. But as far as the shtiyah is concerned, that there is no ribui, and that can only be done through the husband. And if the Bezdin made the kinui, according to Anakama, the husband is not able to make the shtiyah. According to Rabbi Yossi, we don't need the same person to make the kinui and the shtiyah. He rules that the husband is able to make the shtiyah, even if Bezdin made the kinui. Tana Rabban, we have learned in the Braish, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbor Perkei Poschov Tes, Zois Taris HaKanois, Asher Tista Isha, Tachas Isha V'nitma. So we learn out the following. This is an extra pasuk. It's a pasuk that's right at the end of the whole parsha of Saita, as Rashi explains, and we really don't need this extra pasuk, which sort of sums up the whole parsha of Saita. So the answer, why do we have this pasuk, Tana Rabbanan, Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha, the woman under her husband, Lahakish, Ish Leisha, Veisha Leish, to make a hekish between the husband and the wife, and the wife and the husband. Well, Lamai Hilchus, concerning what? Am Rav Shesh, says Rav Shesh, Kishem, She'im Husuma, Loi Hayamashke, if the husband is blind, he does not give his wife to drink. Dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, Vinela Me'ene Isha, the husband did not know that his wife had done an Aveira. So it says that the husband has eyes that he's able to see. So, and therefore we learn out that a Suma cannot give the Mayim Kachi, where that's what the pasuk, extra pasuk of Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha, we compared the wife to the husband. Just like if he's blind, he doesn't administer the water. Kahi, she too. Im Haisa Suma, if she was blind, Loi Haisa Shaisa, she would not drink the water. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says, and Rashi says, Ravashi is not arguing on Rav Sheshes, but rather it goes both ways. We say we compare the Ish to the Isha and the Isha to the Ish. So the first Monday Yomer Rav Sheshes compared the woman to the man. And now Rav Ashi goes the opposite way. We compare the husband to the wife. Kishem Shechigeres V'gidemes Loi Haisa Shaisa. Just like if somebody was lame or had no hands, she would not drink. How do I learn it out? Dechsiv, as we turn to the Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the pasuk says, "Vehemid Akoynes Ishlufnei Hashem." The Koyin makes the woman stand in front of Hashem. Says Rashi, "Veloichi Geres." If she's lame, she can't stand. So therefore, she is exempt from the parsha of Soita. And it also says, "Venosin Al Kapeha." He puts it on her palms, and Rashi says from here we learn out that someone who is missing hands, it's cut off, she will not be part of the parsha of Saita. So just like a woman, if she's chigeres or gidemes, she is exempt from parsha Saita. Kachu, the husband, im hoya chiger aginim, if he was lame or he had his hands cut off, loy hoya mashke, he would not give to drink either. Marbra vashi omar, he learns a different hekish between the ish and the isha. Kishen shi ilemis, loy hoya shoysa, just like a mute would not drink, the sieve. Va'omra isha, amin, she has to say, yes, I accept upon myself, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, I accept upon myself the Allah and the Shvu, I accept upon myself, Kahu im hoya ilim loya yamashka. So she has to be va'amra. Obviously, if she's a mute, she can't speak. So mimela, she's exempt from parsha saita. So just like if she is a mute, there's no parsha saita. So too, we compare the ish to the isha, that if he is a mute, loya yamashka. Hadron aloch arusa. For all those who have finished perek arusa, hadron aloch arusa, hadron aloch arusa. And now we start the next perek. Before we start the next perek, let us make a short hagdama. Rashi, further down on the Amud, in the Divrei HaMaskil, Boy Biyoim Darash, points out to us that in this very long Mishnah that goes all the way to the bottom of the Amud, we have five halachas, and four of the five halachas begin with the words, Boy Biyoim. It was on that day. What day are we speaking about? So Rashi tells us the famous day of Brachas Dav Chof Ches Amud Aleph, where we had a fight between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, and the Chachamim of that time, without getting into the details of the fight, Ayin Shom in Dav Chof Ches, what the fight was all about. But the Chachamim decided that we have to have a third candidate to become the Nasi, and that turned out to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And that was the day, even though he was only 18 years old, that was the day where he got a white beard, and Hare Ani Kiben Shiv Mshana, he began to look like an elder Rosh Hashiva of 70 years old. Now on that famous day, Boy Biyoim, Rashi brings down that Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, the Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, his Shita was that Kol Talmud Chachim She'ena Toichi Kabari, Al Yikonis LeBeis HaMedrash. Whoever is inside is not like his outside. He looks religious from the outside, but inside he's not really so religious. So he is not able to enter the Beis HaMedrash. What test they had for this is a separate question. But they were able to discern who was really the authentic Talmud Chacham. But as a result of this test, there were very few people who passed the test. On the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, Nisrabu HaSafsalim, the Nisrabu HaTalmidim, they let everybody in. They had open door policy. You didn't have to prove Tarcha Gabari. So the yeshiva size increased, and also the halachas, all the halachas that had been until now unclear because they had such a big oilam learning, so there was a pilpul chaverim, and they were able to settle many unresolved questions. So whenever we have in Shas this expression, boy biyoim, it refers to that day. So Rashi tells us that although the fifth halacha does not have boy biyoim, which is the fifth halacha, our first halacha that we're going to learn in our Mishnah, which has to do with Masechta Saita, doesn't start off boy biyoim, but the reason it is put into this Mishnah is because just like the other four halachas do start with the words boy biyoim, says Rashi, Nira Li, that this halacha too, which we're going to learn now, had to be boy biyoim, and that's the connection in our Mishnah. Begins the Perek, Kishem Shamayim Boit K'moysoi, Kach Hamayim Boit K'moysoi. Just like the water checks her, and if she was guilty of living with another man, she's going to die a horrible death. So too, when she drinks the water, if the boil committed the avera with her, it'll check him, and the oisoi, as the Gemara is going to explain, refers to the boil, and the boil will die the same horrible death. Shenemar, how do we learn this out? Because it says, uvo, uvo, it says two times in the Torah, the words, uvo'u, and we say that one goes for her, and the water comes into her, and the other uvo'u goes that it also affects the boil as well. Then we learn another halacha, kishem shasur lebal, kach asur leboil. We've had this halacha many times in the Masechta, and here the Mishnah is teaching us from where we learn it. How do you know this halacha, that the sota, until the water checks her, she's usher to her husband, and she's usher to the boil, which means, let's say her husband divorces her, or he dies, and she has not yet drunk the water, she is usher to live with the boil, she cannot marry the boil. From where do I learn this out? The pasuk says, "Nemar nitma v'nitma divi Rabbi Kiva." Now, by the way, I forgot to mention it. Rashi points out that in the first limud of uvo uvo, there's a shaila in the Gemara. We'll see in tomorrow's daf what the answer to the shaila is. Whether we learn it out from the repetition of the word uvo, or whether we learn it out from the vav yaseira. There's uvo. Is it bo? And the vav, that's two lemudim, echad law, boit k'moysoi, and boit k'moysoi, is it from the vav, or is it from the repetition? Now, in our Gemara over here, in our case over here, Kishem shasur lebal, kach asur leboil. So Rabbi Akiva's shita is that we learn it out from the Vav Yaseir. That's how the Gemara is going to explain it. Shenemar. Nitma v'nitma divrei Rabbi Akiva. You have an extra vav, and Rabbi Akiva's shita is that we darshan vavin. Not everyone darshans vavin. So according to Rabbi Akiva's shita, you have an extra vav. So we learn out that just like she's also on the baal, there's a tumah. So too, there's a tumah against the boil, and she's not allowed to marry him. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yeshua, kacho yadar zechariah ben akatzav. Just like you said that we learned it out from the vav, the extra vav, that's what zechariah ben akatzav, he had the same drasha. However, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, shnei pama amur beparsha, nitma v'nitma echel abav echel abayil. Rabbi says, I don't learn it from the vav yaseiris. In fact, I don't learn vavit. How do I know it? Because it says two times in the parsha the word nitma. Now, Rashi tells us that actually, if you look in the parsha, it says four times the word nitma. It says v'kineas ishtoi v'hi nitma. It says v'hoisa im nitma. It says v'nistra v'hi nitma. And then it says asher tista isha tachas isha v'nitma. So we have a total of four times. Yet Rebbe only mentions two. So Rashi explains that v'nistra v'hi nitma is for a different halacha. Has nothing to do with echel abal v'echel aboil, but rather has to do with the din of a soita vadai. We're talking here echel abal v'echel aboil soita suffik. She hasn't yet taken the test. She's also to the baal and the boil. But from v'nistra v'nitmo we learn out that a soita vadai, what does it mean? A soita vadai, where an eid echad with reglaim ledover said that I saw that she lived with this man, so that she is now ushered to her husband, even though it's only one aid. That is what I learn out from Vinistra Vihi Nitma. The Taisus Arush argues on Rashi, and the Taisus Arush says that aid echad we learn from a different source. It says the aid ain ba is mashma, that if there was an aid, she would be usher vadai to her husband. What do I learn out from the Nistra Vihinit Ma? I learn out a different thing. I learn out the sheer, how long does she have to be in hiding to be considered a sota? The sheer is Vihinit Ma. If during that time she would have been able to have relations betuma with this boil, that is called a stira, that will make her into a sota. So that pasuk is taken away. We're not dealing with that pasuk because either we have a limud of eid echad or we have a limud of the sheer tumma. We're left with three other psukim. So Rashi says that Rebbe is moida that there is a third pasuk, which is asher tista isha tachas isha v'nitma, but that Rabbi Akiva is going to darshan for truma, that she a soita is usher if she's a ashes kayin to eat truma. So Rebbe's not arguing with Rabbi Akiva at that point. You're right. That third v'nitma is going to be for truma. What is left? The two others. Says Rebbe, you know how I know the halach of echel abal v'echel leboil? That I know from the kine asishta v'nitma, and then it repeats it, v'hoisa im nitma. So from the repetition, the two times repetition, I know echel abal v'echel leboil. Rabbi Akiva learns it from the extra vav. Before we go to the next totally new inyan of Kli Cheres, the Tosfos here brings a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, right at the beginning of Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Kishem, Yerushalmi, Hamo'orim, the word Mayim Hamo'orim, the ones that cause curse, Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, Minyan Amorim, if you count up the numerical value of the word Ma'orim, Neged Remach Evorim Sheeshba, V'neged Remach Evorim Sheeshba, Kishem Shamayim Boit Kumaysa, Tosfos concludes, Kach Hayu Boit Kumaysa. So in other words, what's he saying? If you count up the numerical value of Hamorim, we could do it very quickly. There's two reishas are 400. Then you have at the end a yud and a mem is 450. You have hey mem alf at the beginning is 46. You have a total of 496. That is equal to 2 times 248. So we learn now, just like the water is boidic her, it is boidic him, the boil. The only problem with this
Yerushalmi is. The Hagois Ben Aryeh asks that the Rambam says Beferish in Perik Beis Milchus Tumas Meis Halacha Zion that a woman doesn't have 248 Evarim. She has 251 Evarim. She has three more than a man. So the whole numerical words of Hamoarim against the 248 limbs of a man and 248 limbs of a woman doesn't work. So he answers that the Rambam tells us that these extra three limbs that a woman has is not metame tumas oil. So therefore, the only limbs that are metame with tumas oil are the same as a man, 248. That's what Yerushalmi was counting. Memele, it works. The gematria of Hamoarim 496, echad keneged the woman and keneged the boil. The Mishnah Lamelech, at the end, in the end of Perik Beis Mehilchas Soita, says the following: "Vizel Shoynoi, Oid Yesh Li Chakira Achas Ugedoyla Hi Eloi." I have a chakira, and it's a very big question in my mind. We know that if the woman Bishoygeg lived with this boyel, she thought it was her husband. Even if the boyel knew that he was not living with a strange woman, she is not usher on her husband because she wasn't mala mal in her husband. She wasn't doing anything wrong. She was bishayu. She thought it was her husband, so she's mutter. There's no din of shem shasur lebal kachasur leboyel because she's mutter to her husband. She's mutter to the boyel. I have a question. Says the Mishnah Melech. What about by Eishes Koyin? And it was Nansa. Will I say in that din, echad labav, echad laboyel? She's usher to the husband because the husband's a kohen. By a kohen, a raped woman is usher, the kohen's usher to stay with his wife even if she was nanas because of the kedushas kunna. So do I say, just like by Yisrael, there's a din of echad labav, echad laboyel, so too by Eishes kohen, echad labav, echad laboyel, or maybe not, because the whole parsha of Soita is speaking about vehiloinis basasura. She wasn't grabbed. It wasn't by force. It was willingly. That's the parsha of Soita. So it could be the din of Echel Lebav, Echel Leboyel is only said, Ein Lechol Eleboy Elechadushoy. We only say it where the Chiddush is said, which is by the Yisroel, where it's not done Bo'inus. However, Bo'inus is not included in this halacha. He brings that the Achor of the Achorinim in the Shulchan Aruch is that we do say Kishem Shasur Lebal, Kachasur Leboyel, even by an Eishes Kayin. There's a very interesting Shas and Chuvas Chassam Sofer in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph Simon Chavov, where the Chassam Sofer says that we would think that between Rab Akiva and Rebbe there's no chilek. They both learn Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Laboyel. One learns it from a Vav. One learns it from the repetition of the word, but there's no nafkamin alalacha. The Chassam Sofer says there could be a nafkamin alalacha. Why? If you learn it from the Vav, it's the Pshat that I'm adding on. Vin Nitma, it's Nitma to the Baal, but it's Vin Nitma, I'm adding on to the Boyel. So then there's a relationship between the Boyel and the Baal. If I learn it from the two nitmas, the repetition, then there's two isurim, one has nothing to do with the other. According to the Chassam Sofer, it could come out that if it's one is dependent on the other, then you'll never have a case where, let's say, only the boil is us or not the baal. It has to be together. It's only added on with a vav, an extra vav. But it stems from the baal. The baal and the boil go together. But if it's two separate words that are repeated twice, then yeah, they're both usser, but one is not necessarily dependent on the other. You could have a case where one would be usser and the other one would be mutter. Azoizok, the Chassam Sofer and Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chavav, continues the Mishnah, Boy Bioim. Here's the first time we use this expression, Boy Bioim, as we've explained it already. Dorash Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva had a drasha. Ukli Cheres, and really in the Pasuk, it should be, as the Masoras HaShas points out, v'chol kli cheres,
any earthen, any pottery, hashayipo mehem al toichoi, where one of the nevelois, the dead carcasses of the shmona shrotzim, that are metame, will fall into the avir, into the air of the klicheres, kol asher betoichoi yitma, whatever food is inside the klicheres will become tummy. There's a special din that all other kalim are metame migaboy. When you touch, the sheretz touches the keli from the outside. However, kli cheres is metame me'aviroi. Even if the sheretz is suspended in midair, it's metame. And now this pasuk is teaching us the sheretz is an avatumah. The kli cheres becomes tame when the sheretz goes into the avir, it becomes a rishon l'tame. And if you add a kik or you add bread, as Rashi says, the derech of bread is to be in a kli cheres, in an oven, that's where bread is found. So the sheretz made the kli cheres rishon. The kli cheres in turn makes the bread into a sheni, says Rabbi Kiva. Einoy oimer tomei. It doesn't say kol asher b'toichei tomei, ela yitma. It will become tomei. So I can read the words, not yitma, but yitame, letame acherim, that this kikar sheni, if it now touches a kikar shlishi, that shlishi will become tame. Lomed al kikar sheni shematame sa shlishi. From this pasuk I learned that a kikar sheni is matame shlishi. And Rashi speaks out that even cholin, it doesn't matter what the shlishi is, whether it's kachim or whether it's truma or whether it's cholin. So Rabbi Kiva has a limud for kli shlishi. We only go to sheni by cholin. But Rabbi Kiva even extended it to shlishi because it says kol asher b'toichai yitma and yitame. And yitame doesn't say what it's metame, mashma anything, kachim, truma, or cholin. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Yeshua, Mi yigala offer me necho Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. I wish that the dirt would go away from your eyes, says Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Says the Mitzvah Eson, you know what this refers to? The time of Tchiyas HaMesim. I wish that Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, you would have Tchiyas HaMesim. Why? Shayi soimer osidor achalatar kikar shlishi. As Rashi explains from the Gemara further, that Rabbi Yechim and Zakai learned the din of kikar shlishi from a kal v'chomer. He didn't have a source in the Torah itself. And he was afraid that if you're learning the din of shlishi by truma, by kachim, he didn't learn, by the way, by cholin. He only learns it kal v'chomer for truma or kachim, shlishi. But if you're learning from a kal v'chomer, what's the danger? That the next generation will come and shlug up the kal v'chomer. And the Rambam paskins that for that, if it's not a takonis chachamim, if it's just a kal v'chomer that the next bezdin is shlugging up, they don't even have to be gadol b'chachmo b'minyan. Usually you need a bezdin, a later bezdin has to be gadol b'chachmo b'minyan, but that's only against to uproot a takonah of a previous bezdin. But a kal v'chomer, even an equal bezdin can uproot it. So Rabbi Yechim and Zaka was always afraid that we have instituted that there is a halach of truma being a shlishi, kachim being tame as a shlishi, and we learned it from Kal V'chomer, another generation may shlug up the Kal V'chomer, they'll be matar, kikar shlishi. Said Rabbi Yeshua, I wish you had Tchiyas HaMesim and you would hear what Rabbi Akiva is saying. She'ein lo mikra min haTorah, you have no pasuk from the Torah, shu tame. It's only a Kal V'chomer, v'aloi Rabbi Akiva talmidcha. Rabbi Akiva, your Talmud, mevi lo mikra min haTorah. He's bringing a pasuk from the Torah, shu tame. Shenemar kol asher b'toichei yitma, we learn yitame, that the sheni has a power to make a shlishi. And he even goes ahead and says it by cholin. You're worried about shlishi by truma. Rabbi Akiva has a drasha to be matame, even the cholin shlishi, certainly truma shlishi. So I wish that you could, so to speak, live to see the day where you wouldn't have to come onto a kal v'chomer, you would see it through a pasuk. By the way, the Tver Shrol points out, Rabbi Akiva wasn't really the Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lazar ben Horkinus, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. But since Rabbi Akiva was such a Adam Godol, he's considered, because of his great stature, as if he would be a direct Talmud of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Continues the Gemara. Boy b'yom, on that same day when Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah was made into a Nasi, on that day Dorash Rabbi Akiva, the Levim received in the 48 walled cities of Yerushalayim, they received they received settlement in those 48 cities and outside of the city as pas kedma al pine bama. The eastern part, 2,000 amas. Western, 2,000. Northern, southern, all around there were 2,000 amas. So one pasuk says that they received outside the walled cities 2,000 amas. U'mikra'echad amar, another pasuk says, mikiri yirvichutza, elef amasavim, from the wall outside, there was only 1,000. There's a contradiction. How do we reconcile the contradiction? E'ef shalomer elef amashikvar, nemer alpayim amas. You can't say only, the Elvim only got 1,000, it says 2,000. E'ef shalomer alpayim amashikvar, nemer elef amas. Can't say 2,000, it says 1,000. Hawkeid said, we have a stira. What's the answer? The answer is, elef amah migrash. They had 1,000 amah of migrash, which means it was an empty space. You were not allowed to plant there. You could not build houses or plant trees there because this itself was a beauty to the city, that they had this empty field, 1,000 amahs outside the city. Valpayim amah and the next 1,000, Tchum Shabbos. That is not referring to what the Levim received around the walled cities, but rather Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Tchumen is the Araisa. Memela, this was the 2,000 amahs of Tchumen, which was because of Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Benoish Rabbi Yosef Leleimer, he learns differently. Elef amah migrash, 1,000 amah was this empty space. Alpayim amah sadas akramim. The next 1,000 amah was fields and vineyards. Continues the Mishnah with the next halacha that they said on Boy Biyoim, Dorish Rabbi Kiva. Oz Yashem Moshe Vnei Yisrael Shira Zoyis Hashem Vayoyim Ruleimor. Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sang the Shira to Hashem, and they said, saying, Shein tamal lamer or lamer. It shouldn't say the word lamer. Why? Because lamer always means Aidav Hashem a Moshe lamer. You should tell it to Bnei Yisrael. But here Moshe and Bnei Yisrael together are saying the Shira. So what's the lamer? Uma tamal lamer lamer. What does it mean lamer? Melamed Shahoy Yisrael ayin Shira achrof shel Moshe. I'll call dvar udvar kikayrin es a halel. How do you read halel? So halel you read haleluka is the beginning of the perek, and then the shliach tzibur says hallelu avde Hashem, and the tzibur answers halleluka. The shliach tzibur says hallelu Hashem Hashem, and the tzibur answers halleluka. It goes in that back and forth. The tzibur is always answering with the roish, with the beginning of the part of the hallel. So they said the shira the same way. They said, Ashira Lashem. Moshe said, Ki goi go. B'nai Yisrael answered, Ashira Lashem. On every piece of the Oz Yashir, that's the Lamor. In other words, there was a back and forth. Moshe was continuing with the Shira, and the B'nai Yisrael were always saying the beginning of Ashira Lashem, just like you have by Haluka, by Halal, that they always end off, the refrain is to say the word Haluka. Lekach nemar lemor. That's why it says lemor, that they should always answer what Moshe was saying. Rav Nechemya Omer, no, they didn't say the Shira like Hallel, but rather kikarna Shema, v'loy kikarna sa Hallel. And the way that you read Shema, the way they used to do it is that the Shliach Tzibur would say one phrase, and the Tzibur would say over that same phrase, and that's how he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, and he holds, they didn't say it like Hallel the Shira, they said it phrase by phrase, and not the beginning of saying Ashira Lashem. Boy Biyoim, another din that was another idea that was finalized on that day is the following. Boy Biyoim Darsh Rabbi Shua ben Hurkanis. On that day, Rabbi Shua ben Hurkanis darshan. Loy Avad Iyav Esakadosh Baruch El Mi'ava. Iyav only served Hashem through love. Shenamar. Hey, Nick. Yikdaleni, even if Hashem kills me, loya yachel, I will yearn for him. In other words, the Marsha says he wasn't afraid of losing his life even for Hashem. He said, even if you kill me, I'll still yearn for you. What does that mean? I'm serving you only through unmitigated love. Vadayin adover shakel. However, this pasuk of loya yachel, we're not clear what did Eve mean. Did he mean loya nimetzape? Did he mean I'm hoping for Hashem? I'm not hoping for Hashem. As Rashi explains, that the word loy can be written with a vav, it can be written with an aleph. If I write it with an aleph, then it means loy ayachel. I won't yearn from him. And the Meiri says that in fact, on this pasuk, the ksiv is loy with an aleph, and the kri is loy with a vav. So memela, I have a suffix. What's the real loy? Is it a loy with a vav or a loy with an aleph? Talmud loymer, ad egva loy osir to musi mimeni. Eve said, until I die, my completeness and wholeness, my tmimus with Hashem will not be removed from me. Even through death, I will remain steadfast with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melamed, from this pasuk, we see that the real loy is not loy with an aleph, but it's loy with a vav. I will keep yearning for Hashem, even through death. Melamed Shemei Avos, he did it from Avos. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Yeshua, Mi Egala, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya who's speaking now. Mi Egala, offer me Necho, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. Again, I wish that you would have Tchiyas HaMesim. Shayisa Dairish, you darshan call your mech all your life, shalay avid eva samakamelam yira, that Eve only served the Shem from yira. Shenemar ish tom viyashar, that it says concerning Eve, that who was he? He was a tmimis thicket person straight, and he was yare elekim, he feared Hashem, visar me rai, went away from evil. So you see that he was only a yori shemaim, he was not a avis Hashem. Valo Yeshua Talmud Tamidecha. Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is speaking, and he's speaking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. Talmud Tamidecha. He is a Talmud of your Talmud. Lomad Shemei Ava, so he learned that it was done from Ava. I wish you would see how Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus was able to show that Eve really served Hashem from Ava. The Tiferes Yisrael points out that really, he was not, just like we said before, Rabbi Akiva was not a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was a Talmud of a Talmud. Because his Rebbe was really Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus was not a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but he was three generations. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. But since we said before, because of the great stature of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva was bumped up one level, that he's considered like a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Memela, his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus, is considered a Talmud, although really, Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But since we put Rabbi Akiva one generation earlier, Hu Adin, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus, the Talmud of your Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, learns as Lamed Me'ava. And the Tiferes Yisrael says that even though he brought a pasuk that Yore Elikim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai brought a pasuk to, what is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? The answer is, Yore Elikim is not a stira to avoid Me'ava, because Yore Elikim doesn't have to mean Yiras Ha'inish. That he wasn't afraid of. Even death, I will remain steadfast. I'm not afraid even for my life. Yore Elikim could mean Yiras Haroimimus, the awe of the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is synonymous with Avas Hashem. Memela the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan is not a stira on that which Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus said. Mirchem, tomorrow we will get into the Gemara on this long Mishnah.